Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio right around Australia today. Nice to have your company wherever you are. Our next guest, the Ken Duncan story. Well, in 2007, on a segment on television's A Current Affair, Ken Duncan was described as definitively one of Australia's most iconic image makers. And he joins us on the telephone today. How are you, Ken?
I'm great, mate. Thank you for having me.
Very nice to have you on the show. What does it mean to be described as definitively one of Australia's most iconic image makers?
Makes me feel old.
You've got an interesting story, though, because you didn't always do this.
Well, no, look, I was very much in the photographic industry, in the professional industry, looking at how people would make money out of photography and also processing and all that sort of concept. And so at a young age, I decided I want to do that, and I want to go off and take photos and learn to make money out of what I'm shooting as an art form.
What do you say to young men and women or people that are considering doing a course in photography today? What angle should they shoot for here?
Well, look, courses are okay, but I would watch out. You know, sometimes people go and do these years of training, but photography is like not like brain surgery. You can actually learn on the job.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important just to get in the industry, because sometimes you can go and do all this training and it just shows you how everyone else has done it. And then it becomes difficult for you to actually go and see things the way you're meant to see them.
Mm.
I believe every person has a unique vision, a unique way of seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sure, it's good to learn some of the technical aspects and things like that, but I would rather try and keep people as clean or pure as possible so that when they go and see things, they're not being influenced one way or the other. So that's the best advice. Get in the industry. And the hardest part about photography is really getting out of bed.
Yes. Now, you're talking about clean and pure. So in 2010, you joined World Vision Australia's CEO Tim Costello on a trip to India, and something happened there for you.
Well, look, I've worked with World Vision over many years, and, we did a book many years ago called Vision of Hope, and we decided that it was time to do something new, and Tim contacted me, and he's just an amazing man, that guy, and he said, Ken, why don't you come over with us to India to see what's happening, and, the continued work of World Vision, and I sort of jumped at the opportunity. He said, look, it'd be good to have some help from you creative artists sort of people. And so I went over, and it was quite surreal because at the time, it was at a time when the Commonwealth Games were on, and, people were going for gold and all this sort of stuff. And here we are, and Tim takes me over there and starts showing me some of these projects, like one, for example, like this 2 million children in child slavery in a country in India. And I'm thinking, here we are going for gold, and there's 2 million children in child slavery. Like, how can this be happening, And it was quite a surreal time. And then he took me to some of the works where they were working with AIDS patients or AIDS people who, if someone has AIDS over there, they're shunned by the whole society. So he was showing me these works, and I'm just seeing all these people thinking, oh, my goodness, this is just, these people are like angels doing amazing work, I thought, how can we do something? We need to do another book. Let's get another book out there and try and let people know they can make a difference. They can make a change.
It's a beautiful book. It's called Vision of Hope, Mother and Child Book. You can get it at all the great bookstores, or just jump online at World Vision. And, the money goes to a great cause, and you're helping, hopefully a few of those 2 million children that are in slavery, hey?
They can make a difference.
Fantastic. Look, Ken, thanks very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again some other time, hey?
Oh, thanks, mate. A pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.